I'm not going there.
He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheese, put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kate. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. All of the answers and all the questions locked in his attic. Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years to go. Bombs killed his lady and left him the only one. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered. All he could do was just cry, while the tears were falling. He was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pilots, drinks that green label each day. Writing his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. Ben Bradley. Our friend. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Thank you. Yeah.